This is CliffCentral.com.
It's Wednesday again, and you're on the Curve Corner with Andy Lacuna and a half man, half amazing, cool as ice and twice as nice. And I'm going with Nolutando Nkosi.
Yeah. Thick lives, save lives.
Yeah, there you go. So today is Relationship Wednesday. If you picked up on our social media, we're talking relationships. And it's an interesting conversation because, I mean, each and every single day we're in interacting with each other and we're all thinking about relationships. Well, most of us are. People are making relationship goals for 2018. Oh my God, I'm finding love.
This year is the year.
All that nonsense. Do you think love is like a real thing or
or like what?
Hey, because you know, there's people who, and when I say people, I mean scientists.
Okay.
You know, that have this theory that it's just a bunch of chemicals flooding your brain, making you do idiotic things that you wouldn't regularly do, you know.
That we ultimately call love.
Yeah,
that making we call love exist.
Making it an exist. Idiotic thing. Well, that's,
no.
That's caused by.
Making it a
is,
thing.
Is it like a hot thing? But remember, we always think about love as in, oh, this is my heart. Oh, you know, you're so close in my heart.
Well, the truth is, I think we've nonsense. Also been sold a lot of Hollywood BS, you yeah. know. We all think that when we get into relationships, it's, well, I'm speaking from a girl's perspective.
Yeah.
And we think guys are going to come to you in a certain way and, oh, you had me at hello. And, you yeah, know, yeah, all those yeah. corny things that we actually want to happen that we know are not going to happen.
You had me at hello.
We want flowers to be sent to us just because it's Wednesday.
And you're allergic.
Well, no.
But still you want flowers.
Yeah. But I personally don't like roses. So if you send me roses, you'll piss me off. But okay. I mean, it's little things like that that we think make love what it is.
Sure.
You know, and sure. if they don't happen, then it's like a your boyfriend sucks kind of thing.
So is there like a competition that happens like between like an unspoken competition that's going on amongst women or even guys? Guys, you can weigh in on this. Where it's like, oh no, my boyfriend's better than yours because he bought me flowers or weed or whatever, like
look,
little presents.
I don't think you even have to say it. It's seen, you know, like if you're that girl that gets flowers at the office, which I still haven't gotten. So guys, I'm here every Wednesday.
But he smacks you in the head at night and yet he sends you flowers. And
but
you
I mean,
special.
I don't think it's a... It's not necessarily, well, now with social media and Instagram, and then, you know, people go, oh, look what Bae just got me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Goat, yeah. you know.
You know, there was that challenge last year. Did you see that thing with where, like, these high school kids are buying diamond rings?
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
How are they affording like, diamond rings?
Yo, high school kids, how are they affording Cavellas? You know, but they were buying like it was a whole oh my boyfriend is better than yours type of thing
because he got me a diamond ring
yeah
they were like doing, straight out of my mom's listen, jewelry box or like from
like diamond ring if there was Tiffany's in this country like American Suisse
really
yeah but that's not equivalent to Tiffany's né?
I don't know
what's like the
Cartier
yeah I guess Cartier is pretty damn good you know but is this I think the crux that I'm trying to get at here is if you are able to control the hormones in your brain that create this lusting or longing feeling for a partner,
mm-hmm.
could you do without it? Because I think love makes me stupid and I really couldn't care for it.
Okay.
Would you
want to be without love?
Yeah, actually.
I don't think that's possible.
Why not?
Because it's... these hormone things are involuntary. You can't control them.
No.
Can you?
No, you can. With enough practice, you can control. Look, it's like meditation, right? I can induce excitement within my brain, which releases dopamine, for instance, mm-hmm. right? Now, love is a combination of dopamine and some other... hormone called norepinephrine. No refrain. Refrain. Okay. I don't know. Y'all correct me. It's pronounced. Can somebody read this word for me? I don't know. But in any case, this fancy other thing. Now, if I can cause myself to go into a state where my mind is voluntarily releasing dopamine,
yeah,
or serotonin or oxytocin or whatever,
mm-hmm,
I should surely be able to stop that production as well.
Okay.
Scientifically, you become dumber.
You
become stupid when you're in love. And hence they say love is blind, because you know that guy's not attractive and still, you know.
But what is attractive?
No, but what I'm saying is for you.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm, like this is why when you break up with someone, you're like, why didn't I see this? This guy, his feet stink, or this chick's got, you know, some odor problems or whatever. Meantime, while you were in love, you couldn't feel any of these things. You couldn't see these things. You couldn't smell these things.
I think you can. You just choose not
to ignore them.
To ignore them.
So you're an idiot when you're in love.
You're just seeing seeing the bigger picture at the time.
No, guys. No.
No, this goes back to, I remember we had a conversation about toes and you guys were going on about.
Yeah, it's a no. I don't care how in love I am. No.
As soon as she takes off her shoes, then you're dumping her because her toes are disgusting.
Yes, even if I'm in love.
Okay.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, that's weird. But I mean,
I don't think it's weird.
Yeah, then you're not in love.
Okay, so what qualifies someone to say that, oh no, I'm in love now? Is there a point where you can go, oh yeah, no, right now I'm in love? Is it the point where you reach the heights of stupidity where you go, okay,
the heights of stupidity,
now that I'm doing really idiotic stuff, I feel like I'm in love.
Well, when you say it like that, it just dampens the whole thing, you know? Like, what is that?
But I mean, that's the reality of it all.
Really?
Yeah. How many things have you done in the name of love that in retrospect, you figured, oh, no, that was doof?
I don't regret them.
It's not about regret. I'm asking you whether
how many? They were bright. I don't know.
But there were
at the time, they were bright. At the time, they worked.
Yeah. Look, kids pooping in their pants think it's bright. Until in retrospect, they look at it and go, oh, no, actually, I shat in my pants.
Yeah,
and,
but and I mean, the bad thing is, you know, you can't look at everything like that. What are you? Like
I'm
a robot?
I'm not saying that there's
yeah.
I'm not saying it's not beautiful, right? Like I said, I remember there was a show that we did, and I told you before, I was a Love Lives Here guy posting whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But that was doof.
No. It was inspired.
Oh, it was not inspired. We said we call a spade on this show. That shit was stupid. No.
It was stupid. It was great until you got hurt, and then it was stupid.
No. It was, it's still great that I went through that.
Okay.
I'm not taking away the beauty from it. I'm not mm-hmm. taking away the greatness from it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that the greatness was stupid.
Ha! But when I watch, whose child are you, eh?
Hey.
Hi, Suga.
We gotta be real about these things, you know? For instance, there's this whole, and I'm surprised it's still happening even now. People want to get married, guys. Like, what is that? It's rubbish. You know, call me cynical or whatever.
Yes.
But I don't particularly think that there is any reason for anyone to get married right now.
Okay.
I mean, in the past, I understood because, you know, women couldn't get jobs and things. And I mean, where are you going to get a living from? Your husband got to sort it out. You know what I mean? But now you guys are earning more than we are.
Which you guys have a problem with?
I don't give a damn because no relationships. I ain't playing that game. Right? You can drive. Even Arab states now, UAE just released their ban and women in the UAE can get driver's licenses and things like that. As in Saudi Arabia. Yeah. Women in Saudi Arabia can drive. And yeah, it's a mess right now because it's a new thing. But, you know,
it's going to catch up.
They're going to catch up and start dominating the roads like they do in this country. Look, you hate women drivers too, as much as I do.
I do not.
It ain't a thing. It ain't a thing. But I've heard you say, oh, look at this parking. It's probably a woman. Hey?
No.
Yeah. But do you get what I'm saying? I totally think that. Why are you getting married?
I don't know, but you know,
is
for
there
some
that
people,
much value in it?
For some people, it's nostalgia. It's the way in which you grew up. It's the way in which you didn't grow up. So you hold it so dear to your heart. You think it's going to solve all your problems. Because then the question is, why do people then get into relationships? It's the same thing. No.
No, guys get into relationships to have sex.
Okay.
Hi.
But oh, Zolanda says he's looking for love.
For realsies, though.
Zolane, a whole guy, a whole man.
Am I like on the realsies though? The first thought we have. Here, let me run you through thought processes of a guy when he sees a girl, and he's like, "Oh my god, oh she's so nice. Oh look at that ass. Oh look at that smile. Look at them lips, or whatever. I'm finna smash."
Until you see her toes.
Yeah. Then it's like, what are we doing here? No, girl. You know, you remind me so much of my sister. You're such a good friend, you know. You've been friend-zoned. Hey, guys friend-zone as well.
Oh, no, we know that.
Hard.
We know that.
Yeah.
It's just easier to get a guy out of a friend zone. It's just easier sometimes to get yourself out of the friend zone with a guy.
Yeah, because we finna smash.
No, because you're easy.
Easy for what?
No, just
we finna smash. That's you think we're easy. We ain't easy at all.
Guys are too easy. I'm glad, Balissa, you absolutely agree. It's just, but the truth is, yeah, you finna smash or whatever. But that's not what you may get even. But I will make you take me out of that friend zone.
When does a relationship
you
start?
You put me in.
When does a relationship start?
I don't know. You tell me.
When we smash.
Never.
Does not start before that.
Never.
Before that, we're just talking. And I'm just trying to, it's the lead up to the beginning of the relationship.
But this is why I'm saying, until a guy asks you out, you're not dating.
Yeah, precisely. I think so too. Sims? What's up? Hey. When does your relationship? You're in a relationship right now, right? And hopefully a monogamous relationship.
Took me out of the game real quick.
Oh yeah, okay. So Sims is out of the game and he's monogamous with a lovely young lady. When did that relationship start? Is there a point where you can point to it and go?
Yeah.
Okay. Girls make sure they put anniversaries to this thing.
And then she said yes.
Not happened.
What happened?
I was fighting.
What?
Yeah, I was fighting with a bunch of niggas and shit.
Okay.
Like, you cannot fight with my boyfriend. I was like, oh, whoa.
She trained you.
Okay.
Yeah, but you see what I'm saying?
So you got took.
I got, yeah.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying.
You got took.
This is the power that women have. Usimpiwe bam claimile wa claimega.
Ah, lale.
So easy.
No, guys.
No, ish. I plead the fifth.
That don't work.
Shout out to Nontle.
Oh my god, wow.
I will put her on blast, boy. I will put her
but
on blast.
It just confirms my point. Like, we have the power.
Okay. So now, like, there's Facts. Black marriages and there's white marriages, right? And like there's this custom that we do called lobola. That funny enough, black women don't recognize as a marriage.
Not all black. I recognize.
Well,
it
like
the
majority of it, majority. But is it? No, you don't recognize it as a marriage. It's just what I just paid 150,000 rands to do what?
Oh wow!
Just to say thank you for what?
For the boys.
Hey, you see, it, like things like that bother me. Then why am I doing it? If I shouldn't do it.
Well, would your family allow you not to get lobola? To get,
I think so.
Okay.
Hi, listen here.
Nah, don't like, yo, your daddy listening right now, and he's like, this child of mine is talking at her booty. But. In the time that we live in right now, is it a necessary custom, do you think? Firstly,
I think
like
so.
I said, people should not be getting married. But you think it's necessary?
When you go back to where it stems from, yes. And you actually get into why it's done. Because a lot of people disregard it because they don't know why it's necessary.
Yeah.
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 So the moment you realize why it needs to happen, then...
Okay, so tell us why it's necessary. From your opinion. Because I'm clueless, right? I need to understand why is it necessary for me to pay whatever amount
Look,
it is.
I may not. I stand corrected.
Yeah, yeah.
There,
this is just an opinion, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's no book Lobola Rules 101, Lobola for Dummies. It doesn't exist.
Maybe we should write that.
Yeah, we should write one.
But I mean, how it goes is I'm assuming I've heard, yeah, for instance, in white culture,
yeah,
the woman's parents pay for the wedding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that a custom?
Yeah, that's a custom.
Ne?
Yeah.
Which is very similar to, no, it's not very similar, but I'm just saying, Uti, when you go into Ilobolo is there because it's a way of the guy thanking your parents for raising this amazing child and bringing the families together.
Okay.
It's not about the amount of,
okay,
it's not about this thing that people are doing now where they, yeah, are paying, yeah, exorbitant, yeah, amount, yeah, of, yeah, money.
Did you see Evan B's got a loan for Lobola?
Yeah, I mean, get up to 250,000. You can buy cows from different financial institutions. Yeah,
they finance your Lobola.
Yeah, they actually say that. And yeah, and it just takes away everything from what it was, you know, because it's like it was a gesture. You, yeah, have raised this amazing girl,
mm,
who I love, who, mm, I think is perfect for me.
Yeah.
And here's a thank you. It wasn't a, oh, how much, you,
yeah,
know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, yeah, then obviously people started having fun with it and milking it. Like people starting to, this is going to sound very weird, but I've seen it happen where people climb up a tree and then you have to pay like a certain amount of money for them to come down in order
tree
for the negotiations, yeah, 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 to start happening.
You
got to
pay money to get in the gate.
You got to pay money for someone to say hi.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
So That's just people messing with the system, I think.
Okay.
But initially, it was because you are so thankful that, mm, this woman that is your everything, that, yes, like you may say, makes you stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you are simply saying to her family, thank you very much.
Mm.
And as a token of my appreciation,
here's 100,000.
Not 100,000. And back in the day,
no,
you must
for
remember
realsies,
people.
Guys.
No, yeah, yeah, no. People pay as much as 100,000.
Yeah, Nick.
People pay that much. But all I'm saying is, back in the day, people had
what?
Cattle. You know, they had cows.
Yeah. Cows
and
expensive.
And yeah, but what I'm saying is that what Ilobolo then was here, grow your herd. You know, it wasn't money in that,
yeah,
sense. It
here,
was
here, grow your investments.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, Andy, it wasn't what it is right now.
And I say 100,000 because that's the going rate.
No, I know that's the going rate right now.
This is the going rate for Lobola. 100,000 is like, yeah, no, friend, I'm not getting Lobola for less than 100,000 because...
But that's why I'm saying people are not understanding what it is. Because then, number one, Ilobola is supposed to be very private. You don't go, yeah, telling the world how much your Lobola was.
Sure.
Why are you doing that?
Sure.
That's stupid. Because it's not supposed to be a competition, you know, it's between the families. It's a thank you. And we just live in a very materialistic world right now, I guess.
Yeah.
Because even in the other cultures where the groom's, the wife's family pays for the wedding,
mm-hmm,
that's literally just like, it's a gesture, you know?
Okay.
And then obviously then people take it and want to get married at...
What
stupid places?
Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, like let's go get married in the south of France.
So what do you think?
We don't even live in a place.
In
that, yeah, we don't even live in Sentin for lack of a better suburb right now. You, yeah, know.
What do you think of like celebrity relationships? Then, like, do you think they just all fake? Is it publicity stunts? Because turns out Bonang and AKA are broken up, but it's like their third breakup or something, and. You know, everybody is crying wolf here. What?
Look, I mean, I was having a conversation with Palesa earlier, and I fully agree with her when she was saying people make relationships harder than they actually should be. When you,
okay,
when you're in a relationship, it shouldn't matter whether or not you're famous.
Okay.
But
there's pressures.
There are pressures, but it also depends on what you're putting out there.
Okay.
Nah.
For instance,
if you are a hashtag love lives here all the time,
mm,
you are putting that pressure on yourself, not us. Because now we are expecting to see the pictures of Love Lives Here every other day. No, for real, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people tend to forget that they choose what they put on social media. We didn't ask for it.
Okay.
Until you make us ask for it because you stop doing it.
But does that put added pressure to ensure that the relationship is successful?
Yes, by you.
Or just to like post pictures for the public.
What did people do back in the day? So when you were in a relationship back in the day, before social media, which seems like a very foreign thought right now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
How did you, were you telling the world that you're dating this person?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She was fly. I had to tell niggas. I was like, yo, see my girl.
You were telling your circles.
Because I couldn't really tell anybody else.
Yeah, so why don't you keep it at that?
My circle and Instagram is my not Twitter your circle. Fam, no, Insta fam.
That's not what it is.
Hey, that's my circle. Shout out to everybody. I mean, I'd read everybody's name right now, but it's too damn long.
But I mean, I think the pressures are, you people are adding these pressures themselves. It really does not have to be that deep.
Okay.
It really does not have to be that deep, because you are letting people into what they don't need to be a part of.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, in a world of, for lack of better phrase, freedom and equal rights for everybody,
mm-hmm.
who makes the first move?
Anybody can make the first move. I am not, look, and can I just get this very clear? Making the first move is not asking the guy out. Nah. Can we just
but
be
why
very
not?
Clear? No. No, I'm just saying, make it. I make first moves.
What's your first move?
It could be anything. It depends on the situation.
Like what?
Like, if I walk past, if I need to get your attention and we're at a party or whatever, mm-hmm. or we're in a crowded room, I will walk past you and make sure that I
pull a Janet Jackson.
Never. No, that's not a first move. Hey? That is like third base. No, like I'll walk past you and slightly brush up against you so I catch your attention. I may not stop.
Okay, then okay. So you consider that as a first move?
Yeah.
Right. So if me as a guy, mm-hmm. right, I brush up against you in a club or wherever at a
guys
bri.
Guys sometimes don't even understand what brushing up against you is. That's the problem.
I'm at a bri and I'm out here and I'm like, oh my God. And then I catch your attention by bumping into you or brushing up against
you. Not with
you.
Your hand on my ass.
No. Just like a brush up, like a nice brush up so you can smell my cologne or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get your attention in a very subtle way like you've put it.
Yeah.
So now I've made the first move.
Yeah.
Are you going to make the second? Or you're just gonna go, oh no, this idiot, Young Chase.
No, I'll go, oh hey, no problem.
Oh, you. Oh.
That's the second move. I've opened up communication.
Okay, but you see, all of this is no. It's not. It's not a first move. It's not a second move. It's nothing.
No, but at that point, you've already started.
At this point, there's
some type of, because listen, when I brush up or if you brush up against me or whatever the case is, it's not an oops moment where you almost trip over and then dash.
Okay.
Because it's going to be I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to. And then, you know, if there's like a mutual, no, it's okay. You know, it's okay.
Oh, and then we chat.
Yeah, and then the conversation starts, you know. And then after like an hour or whatever, then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you were on your way to somewhere or whatever. I don't know.
Okay.
But the first move is literally just to open up conversation and seeing if this, if...
Is that the first move?
If there is a connection, do you know what I mean? People don't just ask you out. Well, they do. Oh, I'm lying.
Yeah, because I was about to get
and
there.
People and tell you they love you.
Yeah.
And they don't know you.
I love you.
No, guys, must, it's okay. Guys, change your strategies, please.
No, but guys, no, hang on. Who are you to say that this guy's not in love?
Hi, Andy. Hi.
Oh, so there's a requirement for being in... What's the requirement then?
No, okay, fine. Be in love, but I mean, like... Hell.
Hey, not with you though.
Nah, but like, yo, hey.
So for me, it's not that easy. How long should it take for someone to be in love? Is it based on your standard? Oh, there's no time frame. But I can't walk up to you.
You can't just walk up to me and say, oh, you love me. Because I mean, listen, guys, do you know how many times being a girl can be really irritating, ne?
Okay.
And just walking up a random street and having random people freaking catcall.
Yeah.
And that's not fun. Like, you may think it's flattering and it's not. Yeah. Well, at least for me, not all the time. It also depends who's doing it.
Yeah, okay.
It really does depend on who's doing it. Look, I will say hi to people until they're like, oh, can I walk with you? And I'm like, no, I was literally just being nice and saying hi back.
Yeah. So maybe he thought that was the first move, because you just clearly said that a first move can be just a hello. So he's like, okay, no, this girl's making the first move on me. I'm going to make a second, and I didn't cut it up.
Yeah, Shem. It's rough, no?
Hey.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
Okay, so anything can be a first move. So basically, there's no formula to this thing.
No, I don't think so. And it's literally just making sure that there's a connection. It's getting the connection started.
Okay.
But modern relationships, I don't think there should be a difference between what was there before and what's here now. I know we heard from someone on WhatsApp who sent a voice note, but guys, it really shouldn't be that difficult. It's not that deep.
No, but I think, sorry to say it, but I think women make it harder than it's supposed to
be. No,
I think you know if you dig me or not. We ask with the song father.
Yeah, but but it's not back in the day where I'm like, if you ask me out, I'm like, oh, let me go home and think about it. No. But, like...
But what?
No, don't slide in my DMs. That doesn't work.
Hey, sliding in the DMs, that's the future.
No, if you ask me out and I'm feeling you, I'll say let's go out for drinks or whatever.
So you're like an old school person.
I'm very old school.
Yeah. All right, so we asked the question, what do you think about celebrity relationships in the modern era and how successful are they? And... Bongiwe.
Cheddar.
Oh, yeah, Cheddar. Mo Cheddar. Gave us a response.
Okay, to answer your question, I say not very successful. I feel like there's too much expectations on both ends, which makes it hard for them to date because they spend most of their time pleasing their audience instead of, like, loving and taking care of one another.
So, do you think that's correct? Do they spend all their time trying to please your average Joe and you know?
Is it specifically for celebrities?
Yeah, specifically for celebrities.
Look, when you're a celebrity, you've got a job, and sometimes your job must stop.
Okay.
So you cannot be saying you're spending all your time on your fans.
Really?
Yes. Hey, Baba.
You don't think... my personal opinion is that if you're a celebrity, you've signed a lifetime contract right now. Until you stop being a celebrity, we own your time. We own your selfies. No. When I bump into you at spa buying that bread.
Look, I know that there's that invisible. Listen, I get that there's an invisible contract that you sign. And I'm with the, when you meet up with your fans, try to be as nice as possible. But your fans also need to realize that you're human. Secondly, when every time they tweet you, even at awkward times and when you're on that special date, you can't be tweeting back.
Why not?
At that very second.
You must buffer your tweets. Hey, guys, there's things now that you can do. Now, I mean, and I feel like you've got that responsibility to us.
No, but you've also got a responsibility to who you're with. Otherwise, why are you with them?
That person must understand that you're a celebrity.
Celebrities must stay single.
If I'm a DJ, I've got a responsibility to my groupies. Otherwise, I might just not have groupies anymore. I really do think that, you know, we need to understand that it's your job as your whole job. Is your life.
Hey, you are taking job descriptions that are not yours.
No.
You are just adding according to what you want.
It's your whole job. You need to take it like it's your
whole
job.
How are you taking care of groupies? Maybe that's not what I'm understanding. Hey? How are you Smash. Taking...
Because that's why they're groupies.
No.
These are the people that DM you. These are the people... No. There's liking and there's I want to smash.
And you feel you have a responsibility to everyone that wants to smash?
Especially the fly ones. I think so. I think they're really heavenly
just
sent.
Don't be in a relationship. I think that's bottom line.
No.
We're
not
stay out of a relationship.
Yeah, because it's stupid. I really do think so. Love, relationships, all of that stuff. It's just stupid.
Okay. Things that I don't mean.
Oh.
So honestly, I think that modern celebrity relationships are PR stunts.
All of them?
Not all of them. Most of them. Because, I mean, two powerhouses.
And
do you
I'm
see
the
what? No, it's okay. But so, you know, the love is there for some of them. But I mean, it doesn't take away from how powerful they become as a unit. Look at Jay and Jigga. Oh wow! Did I almost say Jay and Jigga?
Yep.
Jigga
yep,
and
yep.
B.
Jay and Jigga. Yeah, Uncle Jay.
Same WhatsApp group.
Hey.
Yeah, look at Jay and B.
But don't you think love exists there?
I do. I mean, I know love I mean, exists.
No, no, no. Love
oh, you
exists
mean there
in that particular relationship?
Oh no, definitely. I hope so.
Because I mean, it's not like Beyonce is struggling for. I mean, Beyonce could drop a pen in Pick and Pay, and it'll be front page on whatever.
Just
happening
at Pick and Pay would
yeah,
be front
do,
page news.
Do you know what I mean? So it's not like she actually needs anything from Jay.
Listen, you can never have too much
power.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a power
B being with Jigga.
Jigga, chicken man.
Hey. But I mean, that opened up a whole new world for her in terms of
yeah.
even fan base.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And same thing for Jigga.
Okay.
You know, they didn't necessarily have, it wasn't, I mean, I liked both of them separately,
yeah.
but together, I mean.
They're great.
I mean.
But I mean, she puts up with a lot. You know.
Because she puts up with.
There's videos where.
Jigga's like, I'm sure in his head
yeah,
is like
a responsibility
you.
To use groupies.
Yeah, I mean. Okay. Hence the Lemonade album.
Yeah, but, and this is what I'm saying, which, like, he goes on a lot about his infidelity, right?
Mm-hmm.
On 444, he speaks about it.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks about it. There's a YouTube video where he's actually being interviewed. And
yeah, because
it was
supposed to create a dual album.
Who? Jay and
yeah.
Beyonce?
Then Lemonade came out first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where what happens in that dual album?
They were supposed to be speaking about these things together and
okay.
whatever. And then
and Beyonce was just like,
nah, in the creative process. And then all of these things came out and then they created separate albums.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think the dual album is still coming out.
Okay. So what do you think is like the most successful celebrity
relationship?
Yeah. That you can think of right
Kaifa Semenya and Letambul.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
I think.
But. Hey,
they didn't.
I
they
don't
start.
Know.
Didn't they start dating after they became celebrities? I don't know. I really don't know what their love story is, if in its entirety.
But they didn't get married for like the longest time.
Yeah,
smart. See,
no, I agree with you in saying you must wait.
Yeah, at least
like people
years,
mustn't
like
just
Kai
not get married because someone asked. Like that's stupid. But I mean. I love their relationship because number one, in as much as they are dating, it's out of the public eye or married or whatever. It's not in the public eye. I'm okay. gonna hashtag love lives here.
Okay.
Even in the new age of
well,
social media,
well,
and I get that they're old.
They're like 150.
No, I get that, but I mean, there's quite a few relationships. I think,
but
Basetsana Kumal and Romeo are only starting to do that thing now. But I mean.
I was gonna say something about that Romeo,
but look,
I'm gonna let it slide.
I think it's important to keep your relationship private, not unknown.
Okay.
Unknown is where
we're creeping.
Yeah, you're creeping. What
yeah.
secret lovers?
Yeah.
Nah. Secret you know, love. No one is saying no one needs. Like we can know who you're dating, but we don't need to know every time you have ice cream and
okay.
every time you visit.
Yeah,
wherever
yeah.
do you know what
yeah.
I mean like
yeah.
no that's
yeah,
not
yeah,
PDA
it's like PDA and I think like
no PDA is reserved to where you are in real
on,
time
on Instagram making out with your girl that's no, it qualifies
so.
As PDA
you, I don't think so
no I think you're taking a very old school
approach
to
okay.
this you know but if you really think about it kissing in a park or holding hands in the
lasts
park
lasts for as long as you're kissing or holding hands in the park.
Yeah,
exactly.
On the
internet,
and, yeah,
it never
it lasts,
dies.
It lasts as the far as that stroll.
Jealous,
hey,
jealous.
I think so.
I'm not jealous.
Yeah,
I'm big on PDA.
Jelly.
No. I'm big on PDA. I love PDA.
What do you think about what's his name? Will Smith and Jada's relationship? They've said in several interviews that. They attribute the success of their relationship
yeah.
to how open it is. And when I say open, I mean
literally
open.
Yeah, they can see other people.
Yeah. No, they can't see other people, but they can smash
other people.
Yeah,
that's what are you doing?
Oh, they're not seeing other people. There's a difference.
Okay, that's a bit much for me, but I mean, hey, to each his own. They have an understanding, and I think that's what makes great relationships. Okay. Is that if you sit down and you're like, babe, this is what I want to do, and I feel you, I'm on the same page.
Yeah.
Then they're in agreement and no one is getting hurt, fine.
Yeah.
Then that's great. There's a certain level of communication that's happening that's ensuring that both of them are happy.
Okay.
It may not be conventional or what the next person agrees with, but for them it works. And I think that's what's important.
Okay.
Yeah, but so if now where you works. Yeah, find whatever works. If your girlfriend is okay with you honoring your groupies.
Yeah, shout out to the groupies.
You know, then hey, that's what she's chosen. But I'm all for people knowing exactly what they've put themselves in.
Okay.
Like, give people the right to make the choice.
Yeah.
I think it's that simple. And in any people who make the choice... keep to it, you know, like if something changes, then communicate the what the change is, and stick by it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then you guys have an understanding, and then it's not he said, she said, it's not, oh, poor Zbanbani. Poor Zbanbani is there because they know exactly what they got themselves into.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a decision they made to be involved in that particular relationship or whatnot.
Like if you're going into a celebrity relationship and the celebrity, one of the celebrities says, so I need your followers type of thing. Like you guys have an agreement.
Yeah.
You must know why you're there.
What do you think broke Brad Pitt and Angelina up?
I have no idea.
I'll tell you, marriage. Look, it's a proven fact that...
Once people get married?
No. That, you know, marriage is
you know what I think it is about the
biggest
marriage.
Cause of divorce.
I'll tell you what it is about marriage. Well, of course, it's the only cause of divorce. But listen, I think the biggest reason is that people have expectations. So you date, ne? Really, when you date, when you're dating and when you're married.
Yeah.
If you're not old school.
Yeah.
It means nothing but your surname changing. And things now happening legally or whatever. But nothing is actually supposed to change. If you guys are great together and are happy and or whatever, then, you know, sharp. But then what people do is that they then bring their... All of us, when you meet me and Tando doesn't cook or clean, and it's okay because you're like, oh, babe, no, we'll always relax, get babe. Someone, you know. Oh,
we'll get a helper.
You don't need to do that anyway, whatever the case is. Sharp.
Yeah.
Ah, then you pop the question and it's all love lives here. Oh my gosh, you know.
Yeah.
I don't get the whole one knee thing, but.
Yes. Okay.
Because I don't think it's ours.
Stupid.
But also because I don't get where it stems from.
Okay.
If I understood where it comes from, then I'd say, oh, okay, I don't get it.
Okay. I'm just getting my pants dirty. I think it's stupid. In any case.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I did actually. I did. Can't take it because I'm wearing all white. But I mean, I said that, you know, I thought it was stupid. Did I enjoy it? I enjoyed it. I really did.
Did you cry?
When?
When you were asking.
No.
Okay.
No.
Girls expect guys to cry.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I saying? Then all of a sudden, guy is with me for how many years and he's okay with the fact that when I'm cooking I'm gonna make you 2-minute noodles or I'm gonna order in it's okay and then he asked me to marry him and then all of a sudden is now you have to be a wife.
No, you skipped the part. He asked you to marry you, drops 100K on
you.
Oh
wow.
and now he's expecting you
but
to
then,
be a wife.
then it becomes a purchase, right? Because I can't have paid so much lobola for you not to cook. Where it was
your parents
like,
should have, you know, maybe not said 100K.
Yeah. Look, that's a whole other thing. And I would fight with my parents to get that money back. But I mean, or to make them pay for the wedding or something.
Sure.
But my thing is, then we put our expectations of what a wife is or should be on the next person. And that's what slowly starts breaking these relationships up, because sure. we have these unwritten rules on gender roles, yeah. especially when one is married.
Yeah.
You know, why are people fighting about taking out the trash? Take the damn trash out. When a self woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
Put the trash in the, like, take it from the kitchen and put it in the big bin upstairs.
Do you think that's like, oh no, I'm so anti establishment for taking the trash out as a woman? Do you think like some of them think that? Like, oh yeah, no.
Yes.
50-50. Yeah,
yes.
I'm doing a man's
job. Do the
job
garden. Right now. I mean, if a guy is paying someone to do the garden, isn't the garden getting done?
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's the fight?
No, but I mean, he must play his role.
No, no. Yeah. No, no. Listen, I was raised by a single mom, ne?
Yeah.
I fixed heaters. I changed light bulbs. I changed tires on my car. If that makes you feel less of a man, yeah. you've got a problem. Don't be with me.
Okay.
Because I can do these things, and I won't dumb myself down to go, oh, the light bulb it's dead, and it's sure. been dead for 3 hours, and I've been waiting sure. for you to change it.
But don't you feel that, I mean, like you were talking about these unwritten contracts, social contracts and whatever. Don't you think like that all relationships are basically predicated on these unwritten social contracts mm-hmm. where you're supposed to play a specific role and I'm supposed to play a specific role, and if we don't play those roles, the relationship degrades somehow.
But this is why it's important for us to have the conversation, and this is why when I get into relationships, I will tell you what I will not do. Ne?
Okay.
Until you explain to me maybe what that thing does for you. Sure. And if I think it pulls my heartstring enough, I'll go, oh, okay. you know, maybe I'll learn to make a roast just for you. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then that's how it changes. You don't marry me expecting me to be exactly like the woman who raised you.
Okay.
That's not fair. I wasn't raised in the same household. Socialization is like, you need to realize how your partner was socialized.
Yeah.
And from that point, then decide whether or not you can be with this person. Because, hell, I'm not going to start doing things that I'm not okay with doing. There's one thing, me learning and going, oh, I actually quite enjoy this, and I'm going to start doing it, you know?
Mm.
But for me to be forced into something that I didn't really... What, bet on? But in the beginning, nah. And you can look at me and say, oh, you're less of a woman because you don't do this, or whatever the case is. You can't do that. You don't know how I was raised.
Yeah.
Go find one that will.
So then the question is, can you say that a guy is less of a guy if he can't perhaps like change a tire or he's not like a guy
Is it that important to me? You also need to ask the question, from the other side, what does it mean to you? If you took the time, could you change a tire? Or will you wait on the side of the road for 3 hours and almost get mugged before you even do something? Why don't you just call the AA? We've got all our insurance companies have these road assist things. Why, like, call and say, babe, I'm stuck on the side of the road. So he knows where you are. Maybe he stays on the phone with you until the AA gets there or until you change the tire. But don't be this person who now can't do anything.
Oh, okay. So, what did I say? There's a double standard.
Why is there a double standard?
No, but you're saying that don't be this person who can't do anything. And if, because the first example was of the cooking thing, right? Mm. And we took it to a masculine point of view of changing tires or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and now all of a sudden there's, oh, you can't be a person who can't do anything.
Yeah, I can make noodles, boss.
I can drive.
That's doing something.
I can drive.
Yeah, so can I.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, but this is what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is, no. But what I'm saying is, you need to establish what is important to the next person.
I can boil water.
No, it's not the same. This is actually quite a science. But okay, listen, all I'm saying is that you need to actually have the conversation up front and say, what does, because there's a difference between what does being a girlfriend mean to you and what does being your girlfriend mean?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And certain questions need to be asked. So if you're going to say, oh, babe, when we get married, I'm hoping that you're actually going to stay at home. That time you fetched a highly career-driven person. And then you want them to stay at home. What are you trying to do? You know, that's not fair.
Okay, I get that. So do you think a lot of people have these conversations? Or
no, definitely not.
Okay. Is that why there's a breakdown?
This is why people date the wrong people. I mean, there's people you know where you're like, yo, these two should not be together.
Yeah.
And it's like, I give it a year or whatever the case is, you know.
Bet on relationships.
But it's simply because people are following the wrong instinct at times, or... Like, but people get married to people just because they ask. That's not enough.
But isn't that, like, you were talking about socialization? Maybe that's a socialization thing.
Hi, that's a terrible socialization.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think it's fair that you say that, because that's how I was socialized.
I guess
you were socialized to fix heaters and whatever else, and change your car's tires and whatnot. I can't judge you on that and go, oh, what is this woman doing? She's not supposed to be doing that. You know, and if Balisa chooses to get married to a guy because he said, oh, will you marry me? That's her prerogative, I guess. Hey, don't you think?
Yeah, no, definitely.
So now the success of the relationship, according to you, is communication from the get-go.
Yeah.
But we are feeling lovey-dovey at this point. There's all these hormones, dopamine, norepinephrine, running around in your head.
Yeah.
Is there really time to ask those questions? Because, I mean, we talk about things like honeymoon, whatever.
Honeymoon phase.
What do they call that thing?
Honeymoon phase.
Yeah, honeymoon phase, which can be anything from 2 weeks, 6 months, 1 year for some people. Yeah. You know, in that stage, people don't want to be asking these questions.
I do. You have to, though.
You think so?
You have to. Otherwise, you're wasting your time. Five years down the line, and then you break up over something that you knew you would not tolerate.
Okay.
Because you see red flags in the very beginning. That's why I'm saying, like, people, if you really have a problem with someone with smelly shoes and you disregarded that, that's your fault for not saying. And, like,
what's going on? We've established the fact that when you're in love, you do stupid things.
No. But there's like, still... So maybe I'm partly agreeing with you.
Yeah.
With the being able to control certain things.
Yeah.
So take the time out, because it's so easy to then fall for someone and go, oh, he's so nice and he does this and, you know. Mm. But take the time out to actually then go, okay, but can I deal?
Yeah.
You know, whether you're a celebrity or an everyday person, really relationships are as hard as you make them, I think.
Yeah.
So if your relationship is hard... it's not necessarily because, well, you've got a part to play in it.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. So when do you call it quits? If now you've realized
you have the conversation.
Hey?
You have the conversation with the person.
With the partner.
Yeah, and say, hey, and like, these things I can't deal with. This is why I'm calling it quits. And if your person is mature enough, it should be a great breakup and you guys should be able to say hi to each other.
Okay.
In the mall.
So if people can't say hi to each other, somebody's
because
immature.
Someone's being stupid. No, really. Because, I mean, you dated this person, you liked this person, loved maybe this person at a certain point in time. Why can't you greet them anymore? That's dumb.
Stupid, eh?
I think that's stupid.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I think moral of the story is that there's a lot of stupidity in love and relationships. So try to stay away from them.
No. No, don't stay away. I'm just kidding, children.
You know, so
thank you for joining us, everybody.
Yeah, this is the Curve Corner, Relationship Wednesday. My name is Andy Lekunene, half man, half amazing, cool as ice, twice as nice.
And my name is Nolu Tandonkosi. Thank you so much.
This is CliffCentral.com.